Dan, you a fan of pickles?
I enjoy an occasional pickle.
Yeah. I love pickles. I've always loved them. And yesterday was National Pickle Day. And I do have a jar of pickles in my refrigerator at home. And I did indulge yesterday, not realizing that it was National Pickle Day. I don't think I knew it was National Pickle Day. It was just a regular day for me. And there was a pickle involved. I actually had a couple of pickles yesterday. I have the Clausen pickles that are in my refrigerator right now.
Is that the stork?
Wait, no, hold on. Now I'm getting confused. Maybe I don't have Clausen, because what's the ones that are sold refrigerated?
Pickles refrigerated.
They're sold refrigerated because they're not in the pickle aisle, you know, like on a shelf. They're actually in the like deli aisle. And those are my favorites. Vlasic. Vlasic is the stork. Vlasic is the stork. I have Clausen. That's what I have. And it's just your regular. I have the mini dill pickles, the smaller dill pickles. But you've got, you know, your bread and butter pickles, which are sweeter. You got your gherkins. All kinds of pickles. And you can get them spicy. You can get them all kinds of crazy ways. I remember a bunch of years ago, maybe 12, 13 years ago, Oprah had Matthew McConaughey on, and they were at his house. And this was like when McConaughey was doing, the don't lose a guy with your ghosts and your girlfriends and launching. That was when he was doing those movies. And they were touring McConaughey's house, and I believe it was one of his houses. I think it was in Texas. And so he's like, he opens up his fridge. He's like, yeah, all right, here's what's in my fridge. And he opens up the fridge. There's like 27 different jars of pickles. And he's like pulling each one going, this is a spicy pickle I like very much. Yeah. And so he goes, I like pickles. And we had that soundbite for a while, and Andy pulled the soundbite from it. I like pickles. For McConaughey saying that he likes pickles, of course, you know, the connection that McConaughey has to the show, the patron saint of the Nick DiGiglio show. And I happened to adore pickles. And it was funny because Heather and I at the time, I think Heather and I were living together at the time. And, you know, Heather chimed in about, you know, how we had like five different jars of pickles in the fridge at the time. And so, you know, didn't compare to the amount of pickles that Matthew McConaughey had. He must have had a big celebration yesterday if he had like 36 different kind of pickles in his refrigerator.
Texters are letting us know that it is indeed Clausen that is refrigerated. They're headquartered out of Woodstock, Illinois.
Oh, I did not know that. That's my pickle. That's my brand of choice. Now, if I want to get crazy, you know, where they have like the different spicy kinds and, you know, the brine is completely different, I'll find some of those like more specialty ones. But when I just want your basic sort of dill pickle, I go right to Clausen. It's a good pickle, man. It's a good. And I like that it's refrigerated. I like that it's sold refrigerated. So, yeah, they're very crunchy, very fresh, good pickles. So, anyway, Matthew McConaughey enjoys pickles. I don't know if you knew that or not. That was a very informative. Most informative thing I ever learned from Oprah was that Matthew McConaughey enjoys pickles. So here are some facts about pickles. Pickling is thousands of years old. Cucumbers, native to the Tigris Valley in India, were first pickled way back in 2030 BC. However, preserving food in a vinegar or brine solution may stretch back even further to the Mesopotamians. Oh. People have been pickling for a long time. How about this? America got its name from a pickle merchant. Italian explorer Amerigo Vespucci was once a ship chandler, supplying merchants and sailors with supplies for their voyages, including preserved meat and vegetables. His nickname, the pickle merchant, likely arose from his former trade. Although writer Ralph Waldo Emerson derisively referred to Vespucci as a pickle dealer in his book English Traits. See, we're this country named because of a pickle dude. Pickle dude. The word pickle comes from the Netherlands. In Dutch, to salt or brine something is called to pickle, which is P-E-K-E-L, to pickle. The word may also come from the German pokel or pokeln. Here's another fact, Dan. Just quite simply, we eat a lot of pickles. Americans consume about 9 pounds of pickles per person every year. Wow! 9 pounds of pickles a year! The most popular type remains the kosher dill, thanks to the large number of Eastern European Jews who emigrated to the United States and New York City in the late 19th century. 9 pounds a year. That's a substantial amount of pickles.
That is pretty shocking.
I mean, you know. Now, you know, would Matthew McConaughey then, like, go up to, like, maybe he's, like, a 12, 13-pound kind of guy?
Right. Is he the outlier that actually, you know, everybody eats only 7 pounds with
yeah.
McConaughey, it's up to 9.
Exactly. That's probably what it is. He screwed up the whole thing. When you're going per average, you know, you're going average, that's, you know, he's gonna me and him are gonna mess everything up. Yeah, how about this? Cleopatra used them to preserve her good looks. Cleopatra was supposedly a pickle devotee. She ate them regularly and believed that they helped keep her gorgeous. Oh, well, look at Matthew McConaughey. Maybe that's the secret. I don't know why the hell I'm so ugly, because I eat a lot of pickles, but maybe that's the...
Or you could look at the silver lining and be like, how ugly you would be if you didn't eat.
How much uglier I would be if I didn't eat the amount of pickles that I eat. Could you imagine how damn ugly? You know, Jimmy Kimmel did a thing last night on his show where now, this is a true thing, Dan. Parents can now, you know, because this is the time of year when they're doing class photos and stuff. So parents can now get their kids' photos touched up. So, like, remove blemishes or whiten teeth, or, you know, like, do, you know, to fix them up. And Jimmy Kimmel was like, aren't you supposed to look at these horrible pictures and go, man, I really look better now? You know?
it's supposed to be a pick-me-up.
Yeah. Right, it's supposed to be. It's like, you look back at your terrible, like, you know, high school graduation photo and go, oh, my God, because mine is ridiculous. And I'm like, oh, good Lord, thank God I don't look like that anymore. But now, like, the kids are going to look perfect. And so what he did was he pulled out one of his, like, he's pulled this picture out before. It's a picture of him. I don't know what grade, but he's a young kid. I'd be 13, 14 years old. And he's got a clarinet and a really bad bow tie. I'm sure you've probably seen the picture.
Yeah, it was featured in a commercial.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Those talking high school teacher.
Yeah, the yearbook. Yeah.
The yearbook of Steve Carell was in that and a bunch of other people. Yeah, that was a great commercial. But anyway, so what he did was he doctored it up. He did photos, put a leather jacket on him. He gave him like a real really cool hairstyle, and instead of a clarinet, they tried a hockey stick, and then they ended up with some other things to hold, and then they ended up with a 6 foot sub. So the picture then was young Jimmy Kimmel with great hair, leather jacket, holding a 6 foot sub. So after talking about the fact that now, you know, you can Photoshop your kids' pictures, it's like there's a deluxe version. You can go. $8 is just a preliminary thing. And then, like, there's different packages that you can use. And, of course, Jimmy Kimmel ended it with, and there's a package for $20,000 where they replace your kid with a better kid, your actual kid with a better kid. So, anyway. Maybe, yeah. So, all right. Pickles make you look good. That's the message there. At least Cleopatra thought so. That wasn't included in the Elizabeth Taylor movie. I'm really very upset. They did not include her pickle habit and they spent $80 billion on that movie. They could have thrown some pickles in. All right, let's take a break. We got more pickle facts coming up, and the news is up next. So, hold on. Now, hold on. Now I'm just getting confused here, Dan. So, these guys, it's Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday. Nick DiGilio here. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here till 5. Glenn from Chicago with Buckner and Garcia. So, do they now, what are they, they're doing fake video games now?
I'd imagine in the spirit of the film, they commissioned Buckner and Garcia to create a song for it.
I don't remember, I mean, I've seen Wreck-It Ralph many times, because I think it's fantastic, and I cannot wait for the sequel next week. The sequel, Ralph Wrecks the Internet?
Yep, and that's why Glenn chose these three.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Cool. Wreck-It Ralph. I didn't know that these guys who were responsible for Pac-Man Fever... Well, I guess maybe that you're right. I guess the filmmakers were like, hey, let's get these guys.
Because Jill called in and she mentioned that Buckner and Garcia had done an entire album of just songs about video games.
And so that's probably why the filmmakers
said, hey.
Said, hey, you know, that's Bill. Well, okay, cool. That's clever. Boy, now and yet another reason for me to like the movie even more. That's pretty clever. You know, I asked you if Emily had ever seen Wreck-It Ralph, and it never shows up on the Disney channels?
I think it's aired once.
Yeah.
They do a Friday night movie, and we're usually never awake for it. But yeah, I think I've seen it advertised once, but, you know, they usually are rotating it. And, I mean, obviously, they've got quite a big selection.
But that one, I mean, that I love Wreck-It Ralph. I love that movie. I think it's great. And John C. Reilly is terrific. And Sarah Silverman's vocal performance in that movie, that character is so good and so adorable. I can't wait to see the sequel. I unabashedly love Wreck-It Ralph. I think Wreck-It Ralph is a terrific movie. And the sequel comes out next week, and I'm very excited about it. For Thanksgiving, it'll be out. So, all right. And thank you, Glenn, for participating in Triple Play Thursday. You can, too. You can Triple Play Thursday. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Yesterday was National Pickle Day. Got a few more pickle facts to tell you about. And here we go. Caesar and Napoleon thought they could build muscle. Oh, that's not the case. Trust me. Julius Caesar and other Roman emperors had soldiers eat the crispy preserves because they thought they would provide strength. Napoleon, Caesar, valued his troops' health and offered 12,000 francs to anyone who could safely preserve food for his soldiers. So it makes you look good, makes you stronger, builds muscle. Pickles are the magic fruit. Well, they're not fruit, but food. Shakespeare coined the phrase in a pickle. Shakespeare used it to refer to finding oneself in a difficult position. In The Tempest, in the 1611 play, how camest thou in this pickle? And the response is, I've been in such a pickle since I saw you last. Well, why did he do that? Why did he make pickle a bad thing? And I've, you know, obviously that's a phrase that's been used a bunch of times. Oh man, I found myself in this pickle. If you're going to use pickle in some kind of phrase, it should be positive. All right, maybe you didn't.
According to this website,
yeah,
called Schmoop. So
Schmoop.
Schmoop.
Okay.
Back in William Shakespeare's day, pickle was a kind of jam or chutney.
Oh, okay. So you're stuck in that
jam. Yeah.
Maybe, yeah, it's like a jam. Okay. That makes more sense. All right, here's another little pickle fact. Pickles are cured in open outdoor vats. Companies that produce pickles on a mass scale ferment their cucumbers in giant outdoor pots in a salt brine. Yes, that means anything can get in there, including bird droppings and bugs. But, jeez. But the sun's UV and infrared help prevent yeast and mold growth. Wait a minute. So are you telling me, where did the Clausen, is this Woodstock?
Woodstock.
I bet Woodstock smells really good if they've got like the outdoor, they've got a bunch of outdoor vats filled with pickles. Does Woodstock smell like pickles? Let's call Tobo up right now. Wake him up and ask him if when he was there, if it smelled like pickles.
I think our producer, Mike Heideman, is from there originally, if I remember correctly.
Oh, he's from Woodstock?
I believe so.
All right. We'll have to ask him next time we see him. Does Woodstock smell like pickles? You know, like Battle Creek smells like warm cereal. Woodstock, I hope, would smell like pickles. We have to have some listeners who are in Woodstock. All right. The U.S. rationed pickles during World War II. 40% of all pickles produced in America were set aside for the armed forces and soldiers' ration kits. Wow. And then finally, your last pickle fact on the day after Pickle Day, National Pickle Day. The Philadelphia Eagles used pickle juice to beat the Cowboys. During a hot September 3rd, 2000 game in Texas, when temperatures on the field reached 109 degrees, Philadelphia players chugged pickle juice and then credited the briny solution for their 41-14 win. The Eagles outgained Dallas 425-167, and defensive end Hugh Douglas said, "I may start drinking pickle juice when I'm home chilling." A BYU study later confirmed that drinking pickle juice can help relieve a cramp 37% faster than drinking water. So wait, pickle juice, okay. So does that mean pickle juice is good for dehydration?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's a rumored, like coconut water is also, you know, after a night drinking.
That's, oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's some of the things.
No, I've never, you know, listen, I spent a lot of years drinking, Dan, and many of those times being hungover the next day. I never drank pickle juice. Maybe I should have. Have you ever drank pickle juice?
I have not drank pickle juice.
I have pickle juice at home, but I'm not dehydrated now. So maybe that's because I eat so many pickles. All right, well, there you go. So many reasons to love pickles. Oh, look at this. Here's David on WGN. Hey, David.
Hi, I was a guard over there at Clausen's, and part of my job at night was going to the vat room where they have these large vats of brine that is pressurized that goes to the lines for them to have the pickle juice go with the cucumbers as they get sliced. And they have like six vats, and it's all pressurized and quality controlled by temperature. So it's indoor.
Oh, so it's indoors. Okay, but it's controlled by right. It's controlled by temperature. Then,
correct.
Now, what is it? What as a guard at Clausen, were they worried people were going to break in and steal pickles?
I think our main concern was that the place is going to get a fire, or if there's a brine leak, or if there's any type of fire or anything there.
Yeah. How long were you a guard there at Clausen, David?
About 2 years.
Oh, okay. All right. So guarding the pickles. Dave was guarding the pickles. Good for you, David.
Yeah, I'm out driving around with another company now.
Oh, okay. All right, David, thanks for your call, man.
Yep, have a good night.
All right, there you go.
Couple texts on the subject, 815. Nope, does not smell like pickles. Another 815, cop here in a town that borders Woodstock does not smell like pickles. 815, I live in Woodstock. Sadly, no pickle scent, no outlet store either.
Oh. Oh, no outlet store? You would think that they would have that, you know? I mean, you know, we got Vienna Beef in Chicago where they make the beefs and the meats and the hot dogs. You can go there. They got an outlet store there. Oh, man. Oh, I'm a little upset that I'm a little disappointed that Clausen doesn't have an outlet store for the fine folks in Woodstock. I mean, obviously you can get Clausen at grocery stores in Woodstock, but I like the idea. I like the idea of an outlet store. Yeah. All right. Your pickle facts and Woodstock, by the way, just we've now have learned, Dan, that indeed Woodstock does not smell like pickles.
Sadly,
it does not. All right, here's Mark on WGN. Hi, Mark.
How you doing?
All right.
I drive a semi. I pick up and deliver at Clausen in Woodstock.
Oh, you do?
The town doesn't smell like pickles, but our trailers do when we pull them out of there.
I bet.
And that's for a while. The average trailer comes out, it'll smell like that for a week.
Is that right?
Oh yeah, yep.
All right. Now, so you pick them up? You pick them up from the warehouse, and then you deliver them straight to grocery stores and stuff?
Well, no, we deliver the pallets.
Oh, I
that
see.
They put the stuff on, so we get scrap out.
Oh,
and
I
take
see.
The pallets in.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, and our trailers all smell like Clausen.
Wow, that's fantastic. That's fantastic.
Yep.
All right. Okay, Mark. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Have a good one, buddy.
All right, man.
Bye.
There you go. Driving a truck that smells like pickles. You got to love that, man. Now, I didn't know. There was one thing about Woodstock I didn't know. I had no idea that they made Clausen pickles in Woodstock. That's pretty cool. Yeah, nice little. See, you learn something new every day on this show. Just stay tuned to this show between 1 and 5 a.m., and your education is done. You don't need to go to school anymore. Drop out. Just listen to this show, and you'll have all the knowledge that you need to survive in this world. All right. Let's take a break here, and then we've got a couple of Thanksgiving related topics to jump into, turkey related topics indeed. And we will talk a little bit about. First, what we're going to talk about is we have nine Thanksgiving traditions that we wish would come back. This is an opinion piece that someone wrote. Nine Thanksgiving traditions that we wish would come back.